Warning, the following contains ramblings from a fanboy.
Activate.
Welcome to episode 16 of the Echoes from the Wrist podcast. I'm Chris Perrin, and I'm the excited fanboy who's bringing you everything you need to know about the Palladium Open House. That's right, this entire episode will be dedicated to the most recent Palladium Open House. And I use the term most recent because if anyone looks at the record date, you'll notice I'm recording this about a month after the open house went off. But if I started actually being timely with these podcasts, then, I don't know, the whole universe would probably blow up or something like that. But anyway, here I am. And I wanted to take a couple minutes to just kind of reflect on the open house and just tell you what was cool, and there wasn't much that wasn't cool, so basically just to say what went on that was really a lot of fun, and hopefully I can drum up a little bit of excitement for next year, because this is the Palladium gaming event, and it's always a blast, even though nobody ever sleeps. Pretty much all we do is game, but then again, you know, that's what makes this event so much fun. So really, there's not going to be a lot of news or anything. I just want to kind of take a minute to talk about some of the reflections of what happened and the high points. Then I've got a special audio montage of about 15 different people that I talked to at the open house. They're just going to kind of tell you about what they liked and their memories, and hopefully between all of that, you'll get an idea of what happens, and you'll get excited for next year, because as far as I know, there is going to be an open house next year, and it should be just as awesome as it was this year. So, I'm really trying to organize exactly what my memories of the open house were, because there's so many, and they're all kind of jumbled together. I actually went up on Tuesday and got to hang out with Jason Marker, which I'm sure he can't open his house to everyone, but if you ever get a chance to sit down and talk to Jason, he's really, you know, just a lot of fun to talk to. Really loves his city, so you can always ask him about Detroit. Now, I got a tour and everything. He took me out for the best Reuben in three states, and it was a fine, fine Reuben, and it got paired with a very nice beer, so that was cool. So I'll fast forward to what happened on VIP night, because I don't want to bore you all with all the details, but the VIP night was awesome. Kathy made some just fantastic food, and there were about, I don't know, 100 of us who just gorged ourselves until we were stuffed silly, and then we got treated to sitting down with Kevin to listen to him just kind of talk about the world of Palladium books, and he went through so much stuff, and, you know, it's amazing. The man just knows so much about the publishing business and is very articulate. I have a recording of the whole speech, and I think Matthew Day does as well, who I got to meet, and somebody has a picture of him strangling me, which is, you know, somewhat funny, but anyway, I got the speech recorded. The audio is really bad, but I'm thinking about sticking it up on the feed anyway, just so you can hear Kevin in his own words talking about all sorts of things. I didn't game with anyone on VIP night just because I didn't want to. I wanted everyone to get a shot. I had already gamed with most of those GMs, so I wanted everyone to be able to have a turn. I ended up playing the board game that Carmen Belair had developed, and Carmen's going to be on the show here real soon to talk about that and everything else he's working on, because the man's freaking prolific. But he designed a Rift board game, and so I got to play that, and true to form, Carmen killed someone in his board game, which, you know, if you know Carmen, that's kind of his goal, is to kill players, characters, player characters. And then really, you know, I ran some games. I ran two episodes of the Greatness League, which is my goofball, off-the-wall Heroes Unlimited campaign, featuring Dr. Darko, whose powers are creating light, you know, just because that's the way I roll. I got to play a GM'd a Robotech session. One of the high points for me was playing in Jason Richards' Chaos Earth game, where, I don't know, if you haven't been out to his blog on jasonrichards.net, you really need to go out. Hopefully he's posted this now, but we played a Chaos Earth game where we were all Chromium Guard, so basically we're all Glitter Boys, and we all had issues with our our suits. So we had one suit that didn't have legs, my boom gun didn't work, and basically we were playing this unit that was pretty much, this was the end of the road for them. They had this mission left, and, you know, not much else, and we just really had a great time. I got to play with Czar on the forums, and he and another guy tried to rappel down a rope and ended up failing their checks pretty miserably and swinging around, suspended from a rope, clinging onto one each other for dear life, and actually pantomiming this as we're playing. So, you know, that was a lot of fun. I really give a lot of credit to my players who both, or in all three sessions, just really seemed to get into the game. Got to meet Doug Lamberson, who's going to be on the show soon, I hope, as well. And really, I just, man, I don't want to talk about, you know, just what happened to me. It was just kind of like, it was just so much that went on. I mean, I got to meet people who I had never met before, but I'd read their stuff. I got to hang out with the Jasons. You know, seeing Kevin is always amazing. The man has a huge heart, and for whatever else, you know, he's a great artist and a great writer and everything else, but I think people seem to forget that he's just a nice guy, and, you know, I sometimes I forget just how good of a person he is. But I mean, when Mark Oberle's car broke down, you know, he started a money drive so we could all help him try to repair his car, and ended up raising like 2/3 the amount of money that he needed. And, you know, that was, you know, Kevin started that, and, you know, even Julius put money in. And I know I'm rambling, but I'm just, you know, as things are coming to me, it was so much, and I slept so little, so I remember so little of it. But, you know, I have to brag. I played in 4 of Carmen's games, and if nobody knows Carmen Belair, then know this: the man, when he GMs, kills PCs. It's what he does. I know I mentioned this, but again, I think it bears underscoring. The man kills player characters. And I've played in 3 of his role-playing games and 1 of his board games, and he has yet to kill me. So I hope that my luck holds out next year. But I don't know. It's one of those things where if you want to get into Platinum Gaming, if you like role-playing, get into the open house is the way to go. I mean, there's gaming after hours. People are lined up at 8 o'clock to get into the warehouse so they can play games. I mean, Kevin's going around telling everyone that on Sunday that they need to close their games down, and people, I mean, almost are being drug away from their tables because they have to tear everything. I mean, it was just, it was a great time. Met a couple guys from Kansas City. We're starting up a Dead Rain game. I mean, it was just one of those times when people get together, the game, pretty much everyone had a good time. You know, I hope I did right by the people who I GM'd. You know, I had a good time playing. I think everyone else did. And it was just a lot of fun. So next, what everyone's going to hear is their people at the open house talking about it in their own words. The audio is not fantastic because we're doing it in a giant warehouse which echoes, and there's games and everything else going on. But, you know, I think you can hear in everyone's voice a little bit of tired because we all gamed instead of sleeping like you do. At the same time, I think you can hear that everyone was just having a fantastic time. You can also hear, I got some sound from a guy from Germany. You know, Daniel and Andy came from Germany to play Palladium. I mean, and when they walked into the warehouse, they were just as excited as I was the first time I walked into the warehouse. So, I mean, it was just great to see. And like I said, I met Mike and Rob, you know, 2 guys from Kansas City. They literally live like 15 minutes from me. So, I mean, now I've got a local Palladium game group again, which is fantastic. And then you're also going to hear, you actually get to hear from them. You get to hear from a guy who was talking about how great it was to meet Jason Richards and my senseless ad hominem attack on him, which, sorry in advance, Jason, I'm sure I didn't mean it. But yeah, so just sit down, listen to them. I hope you can hear my voice that, you know, a month after it happened, it was still probably the gaming highlight of my year. And will be for a long time. So sit back, relax, Listen to this little montage, and I'll be back afterwards.
Sharper than a vorpal sword, faster than wired reflexes 3, harder than 7D of knockback, and prettier than a glitter boy, it's RPGpodcast.com. Get all the RPG podcasts you'd ever want to hear.
Hi, this is Wayne Humphrey. I'm at the Third Palladium Open House, and this is awesome. This has been the best experience in gaming I've had in 20 years.
It was awesome.
A little bit more than that?
Chris Perrin killed my guy.
I did, that's true.
But, no, I'm having a blast.
That's fun.
Bunch of stuff to buy, bunch of fun games. Everyone's really cool. Intimidated at first, but having a great time.
Did you meet anybody who turned out to be, like, cooler than normal?
Yeah, this Chris guy.
Yeah, totally. That's a good call.
Oh, this is an amazing place. Worth the money. Well worth the money. It's like, damn. They gotta have it every single year.
Definitely. Hey, what's up? This is Clint Krause, and I'm here at the Palladium Open House, which is pretty awesome.
You having a good time?
I'm having a great time, yeah.
Yeah, you know, nobody said they're having a bad time yet. I wonder why that is.
It's probably because it's good times all around here.
What's been your favorite game so far?
I played in 3 games so far, and all 3 of them have been pretty good. Probably my favorite so far has been Beyond the Supernatural. It's cool.
Nice. Give me your name.
Which name?
Your name, not my name. What's your name?
Well, which name?
You give me your real name and your board name.
All right. My American name is Lucas Harrison Buck. My British name is Mazil Altenberg. I'm Lucas on the forums.
Are you having a good open house?
I love this place.
Cool.
It's my first time being here, so.
How's the jump move?
No.
Nah, don't lie.
It's my first open house.
Okay, all right. I'll give you that. So, what was your favorite part so far?
Meeting the people.
Meeting the people. So, who was it, like, could you enjoy meeting?
Actually, it's surprising, but Brent Nathan.
Brent Nathan. Good call.
I talked to him a lot on the forums. I didn't know what he was really like in person, and he was just as nice in person as he was on the forums.
My name's John Adams. I'm the board that hosts Czar, and I'm having a great time this time. We played in some really great games and met a lot of good people.
Cool. What's been your favorite part so far? Your favorite part?
My favorite part is coming up playing with Julius.
Nice. Very good.
I recommend anyone who ever gets a chance to play with Julius, recommend playing with him.
Cool. Any books you bought or you're looking to buy?
I picked up Shemaria Nation. Okay. I picked up the new Dead Rain source book. And
name's Matthew Street, on the board on 10-9 foot, which nobody's going to be able to spell. And open house to me is that none of my friends will play Palladium with me, and so I have to come here and gorge on it to get by to the next open house.
And what are you known on the forums for?
The PPSU thing.
Yeah, the PPSU.
The physical prowess.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Thanks. All right, thanks, man.
First off, my name is Joe Bergmans. I think forum names are cool and all. I personally don't believe in them unless I'm playing, you know, an online first-person shooter, and then I'll make some funny name. So my online name is Joe Bergmans. You don't see me online very often unless it's really something important that I need to make a comment on. But number one, first and foremost, the thing I want to say about the event above everything else is I really appreciate how wonderful everybody has been, especially to me as a volunteer here at the store helping out with food. Everybody has been amazingly cool and fantastic and supportive, and that's really why Palladium fans are the best fans there are, period.
I'm Robert Carson. At this point, I don't have a board name, but I'll be signing up as Suicidal Sheep. No one ever has it. Mike Silva, Jericho Ryax in the forums.
Who are you again?
Jericho Ryax.
Oh, yeah, what do you think about the open house?
I thought it was a blast, man.
How about you?
You know, it was my first time here, and I'd come back next year.
Cool. What would you like best?
You know, just the atmosphere. It's a total gamer atmosphere, a lot of fun, and people that just want to come down and roleplay and get down to business.
How about you?
Same thing. I mean, you know, the camaraderie of it. It's nice to be with people who like and share the same interests and are passionate about it, you know, and just, it's a whole lot of fun and a lot of new ideas and a lot of creative people.
Who's the person that you met that you like the best? So you're most impressed with?
What was the guy's name?
Jason Marks.
Jason Marks, yeah.
Jason Marker? Or Marker?
Marker, yeah.
Yeah, yes. Jason Marker.
Oh, absolutely fabulous.
I
really liked his style. He was very animated. He was into it, you know, and he was made the campaign to flow with the people for the maximum enjoyment as opposed to, you know, sticking strictly to rules and what have you.
I kind of have to agree with it. An awesome campaign. I mean, we played in several campaigns throughout the event and just had a good time in every one of them.
Yeah, my Daniel is Daniel Kuvaris. I'm from Germany. It's my first open house. I really enjoyed it. It's a great, great weekend. Yeah, I think the people are very nice, mostly like a family. And I had a lot of fun.
So this is your first time in America too, right?
Definitely.
You came just to game with those nerds?
I'm a nerd too. thought about spending another week here. Yeah, it seems that we are going to New York City after the convention. But yeah, the first reason to come here was the open house.
Awesome. Are you going to come back?
Definitely, if I can afford it. Yeah, that's the problem as a student. You have to look out. Yeah. And yeah, you don't have time sometimes.
True. What was your biggest surprise?
The loveliness of the people around here. They are so nice. It's, that just kicked me off my socks. It's awesome.
Thanks, man.
Aaron Kay. But the open house was cool. I think it was much better this year than the first year we went.
What was the first year?
Not organized. We went 2 years ago? Yeah, the last one.
So, what did you play while you were here?
We played Chaos Earth.
Lots of Chaos Earth?
Yes, we played Chaos Earth with the writer.
Jason.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Played Risk Game.
Nice. What was your favorite moment?
It would have to be the costume contest, and that guy came out in his wings.
That was a good one.
Yes. Yes. Nice. Favorite.
Jeff McCauley. What was the question?
Are you in the forum?
No.
Okay. What do you think of the open house?
I think it was awesome. I think it was... I like the warehouse. You know? Everything's more organized than it was during the last one. And I think that everybody did a really awesome job setting up.
What was your favorite moment from the games you played?
The games I played? Actually, I didn't get a chance to play any games. I only assisted.
Oh, okay.
So
did you meet somebody you particularly thought was cool?
I met Jason Richards. He was cool.
Okay, so somebody who was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You thought it was cool. All right.
Yeah.
You're the minority.
I don't have a forum name yet, although I do have one in mind. The open house is really awesome. The new building looks remarkably a lot like the old building. Kind of a scary way, but it was really cool. A lot of people had a good time. The Eric Memorial was really great, and just had a blast. I also played my first Robotech game with you.
Yeah, very cool. Do you like the Robotech? Are the Robotech consultants?
Yeah, Robotech was awesome. Like I said, it was kind of nice cutting my teeth on that for the very first time, but yeah, being a fan for the last 20 years has really been awesome.
Any other games you liked?
Risk. I've yet to play. I played Beyond. No. Beyond the Supernatural with Kevin and Trinity on 06, I think it was. Or 05, I can't remember which one it was. But that was pretty cool. So I played a couple of playing games. I think the Robotech game with you is my fourth or fifth one.
Nice. Very good. All right, thanks, man.
All right, take it easy.
So I definitely think you can hear the excitement in everyone's voice. I mean, there's so many stories. You know, Lisa was talking about that Rune Weapon game we were playing in. You know, Joe, the guy who was just, I mean, he didn't play, but he was just tirelessly working to, you know, man the concession stands and, you know, let people buy books, was just amazed at how nice everyone was. You know, I don't think anyone said it wasn't awesome. A shout out to Matthew Sweet. If nobody knows the story about why him having a PP is so a huge PP is so funny, I was the GM who happened to admire his physical prowess in front of a table of people, and I still laugh at myself for that to this day. It's why I don't run Juicer Uprising anymore. But Anyway, I know this podcast has been kind of rambly. It has definitely been a fanboy-esque moment for me. I'll get back to more serious, straightforward stuff next time, I promise. But I just kind of wanted to let everyone hear what a great time it was. And I know that, you know, we'll be talking about it for a while because I've got a lot of interviews that came from that and scheduled a whole bunch more. And just really, I had a great time. What can I say? So, anyway, as always, if people ask you how you know so much about the Platinum Open House, you tell them you heard it as Echoes from the Riffs. Some of the music tonight was provided by the Pod Show PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com. This episode of the Echoes from the Riffs podcast is copyrighted Palladium Books Incorporated, all rights reserved. Megaverse, Palladium Books, Riffs, and other titles and names are registered trademarks of Palladium Books Incorporated and are used with their permission. Opinions expressed by the interviewer and the individual interviewed are not those of Palladium Books.